And welcome to Season 9, Episode 21 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. It is a beautiful June afternoon here in the great state of Maryland. I know Goon will confirm such weather reporting, but it's a lovely time to be here with you once again. And as always, I'm here with the Goon and Chief. Chief, how's the weather down your way?
It was a good 88 degrees until the Siberian Express came in, says, why is it so hot? Turns on the AC, ruining it, so I had to leave the room.
Does she not know that you need to, like, lay out on a rock and keep warm?
So, yeah, doesn't that put you into hibernation or something?
The reluctant house cat, as I'm laying, I'm making a new walkway, and the cat, being what cats do, decides it is going to lay on the bricks and then stare at me. Can't hit the bricks, and then every time I try to take a brick around, you know, puts his paw out, like
moving. Trying to trip you?
No, I know.
That's called helping.
Oh. Okay. Because these bricks were 3 feet high. That's how high they were stacked. Because there's a lot of bricks. Because again, there's a lot of room to make this walkway.
Sure.
And that's
the are they yellow bricks?
They are not. They are. These are the bricks that Mr. Browning told me the pavers that were 25 feet each. So
there's no little people helping you lay them down then.
No.
We don't know that the Munchkins made the Yellow Brick Road. Are you saying that just because they're little people and you figure they should be workers toiling away?
Well, no, I'm saying it because it was their town. And usually the people in the town have something to do with the general upkeep of the town.
What do you have to do with the general upkeep of your town?
I pay taxes. What do you do?
Yeah. So you have, I do the same. So we have other people do the work for us.
Did you see any other people here?
Glinda.
I can see Glinda running a steamroller making the roads. That's awesome. That's
a hard hat. With a hard hat.
A little bubble. Sure. Actually, she just, you know, if she just had that bubble all the way around her, she could run around in it like a hamster ball, and that would flatten down the ground too, right?
Kind of like the prisoner. Didn't they have a bubble that would bring you back if you tried to leave?
Now I'm thinking of that Travolta movie, The Boy in the Plastic Bubble.
Yeah, no. You don't remember The Prisoner?
The Prisoner. Oh, yeah. But the same guy who was the king in Braveheart.
And Danger Man in... Right.
We're getting really old here.
Ye old times.
Well, I watched Braveheart yesterday. That was nice.
Ye oldie times indeed.
I enjoy. You know, I loved it. I don't know what channel I was watching it on. But they felt the need to remove all the cuss words. So they they dubbed in non-cuss words everywhere. But they left all the bloody violence, people getting arms and legs hacked off. But the words, right, you're protected from the words. It's okay.
Well, I feel better now.
I know.
Words are more violence than violence. Have you not seen?
I thought we were over that crap. Didn't that crap end on January 20th?
When I'm sparring, I don't find that that's true, Chief. I find that it's the violence that is what you need to watch out for.
You mean somebody yelling golly at you doesn't hurt more than a kick in the ribs?
Uh-uh.
Uh-uh.
Yep.
Shocker.
I got the bruises to prove it.
But here we are in the second day of June, and it's a special month, isn't it? It's a special month, isn't it?
It is. It is. It is National Safety Month.
I heard that. It's wonderful. There's a lot of safety going on. Yeah.
I know that that's the only thing it says at work, that it's National Safety Month. That's it.
That is
so just true. Safety Month.
That's really true. Really sinking that one in, huh?
So
there are a lot of people who are unhappy about it just being Safety Month.
Think of all the multicolor pens that are not being used.
I don't have to do that because that doesn't exist down here.
There's a wall between where he is and where we are, and that stuff just stops at the wall.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
Oh my gosh, 12 ounces of Death Wish coffee. Here we go.
Yeah, maybe that's what I should have. It'll make my day go better. Did you lots of the things that
that's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
No, I did not call you a Dago. Why are Italians called Dagos?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. I understand.
It was explained in a movie.
It was?
Really?
Yeah.
Do tell.
So it had to do... It wasn't specifically Italians. It was... because of the Spanish name Diego.
Okay.
And it was because they only did work for a day or something like that.
Right. Oh, here it is. Okay. The Freelich Project for the Study of Bigotry. Boy, there's a company I need to have a link.
Do you want to trust?
I was going to say, you're a lifetime member there? Or?
It's the Australian National University. We can trust Australia. The Aussies. We can trust them.
No, says who? Even Australians tell me not to trust them.
Yeah. I mean, they got spiders as big as your head. Why would I trust them?
There's actually...
Apparently the term applies to both Italians and Greek immigrants.
See? So, that's what the Aussies say.
Yeah.
And what would they know?
But they why?
No shrimp on the Barbie.
Does this say why?
The chief was right. It's because the dirty dagos would only do work for a day, and
then they go.
And they go.
Yeah. I don't know if you can hear this, but there's apparently. WWE going on upstairs is here at State Lagoon Manor.
Wouldn't that be more like WWD?
Probably it would be. It's loud, whatever it is. I can't tell which of them it is.
Yeah.
I know that little Wendy has enjoyed, she keeps ripping the collar off of Peaches, who doesn't seem to mind. She doesn't like the collar anyway, so...
Well, Wendy, here's what I know.
Is Wendy trying to assert like position in the house, or?
Well, it's not really working because Peaches just kind of stares at her like, whatever, little girl.
Exactly.
When I went to go to the wedding and I saw my, my second cousins, the little ones just running around, and I saw one get on top of one bed. And then jump on the other one, and that's when I heard the John Singer music, and I was like, this is probably dangerous. There were four of them, so they had outnumbered me, and they were doing stuff, and I couldn't do it. Like me and the youngest of Ogryn, we could not stop what was going on. So what does one do when you can't stop what's going on?
Leave.
You go all in.
Yeah, well, we watched in horror because the atomic leg drop hit on the dude's cheek. And I thought, that hurt me. So now I'm upset. But he got up with a smile. And I was like, this must happen often, And so I told the first cousin, hey, you got some hardcore boys over here. And he goes, yeah, I know. I said, well, he went off the top rope. he said, yeah, whenever the inflatable bed, which is what I was sleeping on, comes out, this is what they do. I'm like, oh, that's a real tragedy right there.
Apparently you were sleeping on their octagon.
Yeah.
The squared circle, man.
Mm-hmm.
So even though they know that I was staying there, there was zero respect for a person trying to sleep. One of them, they're worried that she is nonverbal because she can understand everything, but she will just, she like opened the door to the room that I was sleeping in and just stared.
And, wow, that's not creepy at all.
She gave the Kubrick stare, which, you know, at 2.5 years old, most kids are not going to do.
Wow. Wow.
But she did, and it was scary, and I was like, this is bad.
So what's the age range?
It's two sets of twins. So.
Aha, there it is, right there.
And two sets of, it was 2.5, and I think they were 6 months old, 6, 8 months.
Holy Jack Robinson. Okay.
Yeah, so it's boy, girl, and then two boys. And that does not run on my side of the family, so it was all the Polynesian girl's fault.
Well, yeah.
And since she's Polynesian, she is big-boned.
Big-boned?
So they're going to be huge kids.
He's on a roll. It's okay.
Hey, he's having a better time than I did. Although Reckless Rob's daughter graduated from high school this weekend, and I went to her graduation and her graduation party. That was fun.
What does one our age do at a... I'm assuming high school or college?
High school. She and a homeschool high school graduation.
Well,
which was
she knows all the teachers.
You know, it was very interesting because she was part of a co-op. Mm-hmm. I think they call it a co-op. You know what I mean? It's basically
a bunch of homeschool parents all like share duties and multiple activities and yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. If we were involved with our children, you know. Turricane might teach history because that's one of her specialties. You might teach math. I might teach sarcasm.
I would teach how to use AI to teach in life.
I would teach beat poetry and the bongos.
So you'd be kicked out since I was homeschooled. I can tell you this firsthand.
We'd be setting up the catapult on day two for that.
He was fired from this school right over the roof.
We put a big sign on it that says Acme Corp. Put you in there, cut the rope.
Oh my gosh.
You know, but hey, you know, Chief, I wasn't using sarcasm today. That was reserved to a different one of our trio.
Chief, what did you do? Oh, you mean me? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you'd like to tell?
I'd love to tell the story, but I think it's better if you tell it.
Well, I mean, I'm having kind of a bad day. Hurricane calls me. I guess it was right around lunchtime. Yes.
Crouch. She called you lunchtime?
I think that's when we started this whole endeavor, did we not? Right around then, to tell me that the dishwasher that I had fixed a few weeks ago was broken. It threw a code. What code? She says H2O. That's an interesting code for it to tell, since dishwashers, you know, they need water.
Well, yeah. Hold on a second. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I had to sneeze and can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. No, it's just
still hearing it.
Still.
I had to sneeze and I thought I had put it on mute and it wasn't coming off mute. My bad. I apologize. Continue.
No, I can see when you go on mute. You get a little mute sign here on your, oh my God, they are still going at it upstairs.
Yeah, I heard that one.
But
that's interesting.
The wrestling music, and maybe they'll calm down a little.
Dun 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 dun.
Definitely, no, we have those
music.
We have those fire fountains too.
Do you know why that song came about? By the way,
no.
Eye of the Tiger.
No.
Oh, well, because Stallone originally wanted Another One Bites the Dust and was negotiating with Queen, and they pulled out at the last second. And he's like, I need a song. So he had heard this band, local band, and he liked them. They're mostly a cover band. He says, I need you to write a song. And this is what I need you to write it for. And you need to have beats at these particular places because I've already got the film shot. And that's how that song came about. It turned out to be one of their biggest hits.
Yeah, when a plan comes together, it's a beautiful thing.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Do I sound different now?
Than when?
Just a few minutes ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
So like, you know, 10 years ago, we all sounded younger, I'm sure, but, you know.
Well, I just realized that power had failed to the massive audio system here at State Lagoon Manor.
Really?
Yeah,
but you do. Power's been restored.
Well, you're not talking through the same thing.
No, I'm not. Apparently, it switched to the auxiliary microphone there in emergency manual monitor.
You're amazing. That you have a backup microphone. That's seriously high tech. Really impressive professionalism.
I try my best. Well, so I'm sorry. So at any rate, yes, I kept talking about the H2O error, and my friend started mocking me.
I just made an observation, and I wondered out loud. I said to myself, what if the code is really just H20?
Yeah, you know what's funny about that particular thing? How often do you keep that to yourself? It's not self said I, it is self. I will tell everyone around me.
I verbalize my inner monologue a lot, yes.
Yeah. How often did you tell me that in the next, say, hour or so?
Oh, dozens.
Yes. Yeah, I can't say. It was quite a bit, yeah.
And then I started going into that routine where the guy from Ant-Man is trying to order coffee. And she tells him, you know, you can have a tall, a grand, or a venti. And he says, so that's big, or 20.
When I came home to State Lagoon Manor,
mm-hmm.
I also found that the mirror that I thought I'd fixed on her car,
mm-hmm.
That was also broken.
Mm.
She hadn't even noticed.
What did she hit with it?
She didn't hit anything. You might recall my saying that there was a clip that it didn't clip, but the outer covering of the mirror was in place, so I didn't worry about it. Yeah, I should have worried. I'll fix it tomorrow.
You know what you have? You have job security, sir.
Well, then I went inside and the repairman came. Anybody want to know what the problem was?
Please tell me it was water related.
It was. You recall the switch I replaced?
Mm-hmm.
It was a counterfeit switch from China.
Where did you buy it?
Amazon.
Okay. Did you select Prime US? Or did you say cheapest? Sort by price.
Because Amazon will sell you anything, apparently.
Hurricane purchased it. I did not.
Oh, okay. Well, so here's... I asked those specific questions because that is how I know when I'm going to get burned.
I will explain that to her in a nice and polite way. Because I didn't know you could do that either. Had I done it, I wouldn't have looked for that.
Right, and you got the hand on the head either. So,
I got the part number 4 and said, "Here, this is what we need," and it worked for a little while. And then apparently the dishwasher said, "What is this foreign part doing in here?" So I had to hurl out another.
Ice agents in your dishwasher.
Yeah. So I had to hurl out another $130 to get a genuine GE part.
Genuine GE.
Probably made in Malaysia, to be honest.
It's made on the same assembly line as the other one.
Yeah. But the man was very nice. He showed me how you tell, you know, like where the stamp is on the GE part and where it wasn't on my part from, I think the guy who used to be on Hawaii Five-0, Chin-Ho Kelly, I think he's the one who made it.
Cam Sung.
That's correct. I am impressed.
Well, they made a big point of it in Cam Sung as Chin-Ho Kelly.
Well, it's probably had a good agent, you know. Oh, hello, Showcat.
Certainly better than, you know, the Professor Marianne first season, just saying.
Right. Russell and Marianne, the rest. I still think it's funny that forever he Russell Johnson would send Don Wells a Christmas card signed the rest.
Oh, wow.
Well, what in the hell? You know, it could have been worse.
Yuck. Don't eat that cake, man. Just saying.
Mm. Ooh.
So yeah, we had both of those things wrong, but some good things happened. I have been on a plan to fix watches. Do you recall that?
Oh yeah.
Do you recall that hurricane threw the battery I took out of my watch away, so I didn't know what kind of battery I needed?
So you just bought a bunch of different ones?
I found on Amazon, I found an assortment of 80 watch batteries for $8. Want to guess where they're from?
China.
I'm guessing. I didn't look too carefully.
Yeah.
But I discovered which one went in the watch that I had taken apart. And I put a battery in it. I'm watching the watch right now.
Physically the battery fits.
It fits and the watch works. It's been keeping time since 5:30.
Mm-hmm. But is it keeping Eastern Standard Time or is it, you know,
it's a Beijing
time. It's funny. It's
I had no idea this watch had 8:02:11 contact. Activity.
and now there's a little flashing light on it whenever I talk. I don't know what's going on.
Tiny little string comes out and points right at him. Tiniest camera ever.
You don't bring that watch to work, do you?
Maybe that's not such a good idea, huh?
Those spiders they have mounted on the ceiling will be upset with you.
Man, you don't want to bring your cell phone in accidentally. Those spiders will catch you.
No, they won't. We know that. We've heard the story.
Think it'd be great if those things actually detached from the ceiling and flung themselves at the source. That happens to one of your coworkers. I guarantee you, you will never bring your phone in. That thing comes down like an alien space face hugger.
Like that.
Scuttles along the ceiling, drops straight down on Bob.
Right now we all do the special government agency dance before we go in through the gates. I mean, you do it, don't you? I do it.
Oh, Jesus. I stand next to my car and pat myself six ways to Sunday.
Everybody does.
People think I'm having a good time.
I look. I'm doing the self pat down, and I look over, and the army person next to me is doing the same thing, and we just kind of chuckled and moved on.
If you gave me a set of spoons, it looked like I'd have an act going.
Wow.
Oh my goodness. I'll bet you don't, but you know.
Yeah.
So you guys want to talk about the news? Because I'm mighty ticked off at the news.
Where to begin? We apparently have a lot of man's inhumanity towards man.
So
it's only a particular man. So, and this is what I don't get, because I still have people here, family included. So the same cousin who we were doing the babysitting for, I had to show him that, much to his dismay, he too has Hebrew blood in him. Because he, of course, coming from my dad's side of the family, he was all about the, he thought that he was Arab. And then I pointed out that, no, he is Egyptian on his mom's side. And then everything else was kind of force-fed in. But he comes, you know, the other side comes from Nigeria. Except for a Jewish robber baron who had his way with our great-great-grandmother.
Well, now.
That's lightening up our gene pool.
Wow. So Egyptians are not Arabs? Did I understand you to say that?
Correct. Egyptians are Egyptians. Arabs are ones who recognize Arabic.
Egypt is actually on the African continent, isn't it?
Correct. It is.
Okay. I never really thought about this before, so.
Yeah, so when I was in the Islamic school, they said all Muslims are Arabs, but not all Arabs are Muslim. And that made all the black people there go, wait, what? And he was given an explanation of what gave those people that designation. Because you have to read the Quran in Arabic, making you an Arab.
Ah, well.
That makes it better?
I don't know what it makes it. I know that is what he said. And I said, it's a good thing that I'm neither. And that thus began the apostasy from my family. And, you know, it was a dark time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so either way, I keep saying, hey, this has happened in history before. And he's like, well, no one's going to confuse me. And I was like, bro, you're wrong. Some of the features you have, because he has a prominent nose, dark, bushy eyebrows. And I was like, you can just be confused for it.
Right.
And he was like, yo, they'll see from my mouth, I definitely am not. And plus, you know, his name is an Arabic name. And since the difference, what, between Ali and Eli is one letter, and so depending on how you say his name, it could easily
go
south.
You mean like Salam and Shalom?
Yeah, again.
Kind of like that, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So this is, I keep saying this isn't going to work out the way you think. You should probably stop cheering this nonsense on. And then I got told that, you know, basically the Jews are everywhere. And I was like, so is everyone else. Everyone is everywhere. Like, what does that mean?
Apparently, they think that they should only be in a certain place, you know, where they could be, I don't know, watched or something. Yikes.
They don't even want that because the things that they're chanting. And so another Marylander who, this person is innocent, and he is from West Virginia. Mm-hmm. And he said, Chief, please explain it to me. Where is Palestine? And I said, Palestine doesn't exist. And he was like, okay, you need to explain that to me. And then I explained the Roman emperor who hated the Jews enough to take away their homeland and give it to the people who were their enemies at the time, you know, thus creating the land. And then after World War II, they just split that land up. And they have slowly been taking it back. And, you know, eventually it's going to be eradicated, but there are no official borders. Obviously, this stuff is being wiped out completely now. And even the people that identify as Palestinian who are comedians, when I was talking to them, and I said, where do you think Palestine is? And he pointed to his head and said, Palestine is here. It is an idea.
Right.
So I was like, that's the best explanation I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And that was from a guy who was in the area. So that is what I use as my example from now on.
Well, apparently one of those guys got up to some nonsense out there in Boulder. Heard a bunch of people.
It's Colorado, so that's what you can... Number one, you could expect that, but number two...
Can we blame it on the thin air?
No,
it's so beautiful out there. I would have retired there, but no more.
the person was not supposed to be in the country.
Right. Oh, I'm aware.
That is the key. That's the key point.
And for that, I blame the local constabulary.
So when you open up your borders and you don't vet people coming in, you can get all kinds of people coming in? Is that what you're saying?
They're all women and children, Goon. Come on.
He was here legally.
And then he wasn't.
Yeah. No, he was here legally like 15 years ago. And then he just said, I ain't going back.
Right.
Which.
And then the Biden administration made him legally here for a brief period of time. And then he outran that welcome.
That is what happens. Yes.
So he expired his visa twice.
Yep.
Yep.
More than that. He had a visiting visa and then he had a work visa.
But it didn't matter because
he doesn't care about visas.
We don't enforce laws.
Right.
But now we are, and people, if you, I don't know if you've seen the back of the car police videos. There were, there were two women who were stealing in Florida, and when they got arrested and put in the back of the car, now they had been stealing for months, but a new administration came in and they're like, why are we going to jail? And he was like, because we were robbing and they don't take, you know.
It's a felony now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so. Okay, that was stupid of you to not know. I mean, one of you knew the law, then you should have told the other one and said, maybe not tonight.
It didn't matter because that's right. they were going down that path until it burned them, and now they're burned. It's just like this, you know, this month. Which, you know, it shares its celebration with something else.
Safety month?
This month, it's only safety month. Just like there are three Indiana Jones movies and three Star Wars movies. This is only safety month.
Yes.
He says that with such certitude.
Yeah. It is that what you firefighters live for, the safety? You can clearly state that you are going to educate people this month.
Well, that's your only this month. Yeah. You want to burn yourself up any of the other months, go right ahead.
11 months out of the year, you are on your own, monkey.
But this month.
This month we'll go, I don't think you should play with those matches and that gasoline.
Right. You may not want to walk over to that gas grill with an open flame. Yeah.
Ouch. That sounds painful.
Well, that will hurt.
Yeah.
That's going to leave a mark is what that's going to do.
You know what also left a mark? Left a mark on my psyche. Dealing with banks this week has not been my favorite thing at all. And it's not just one, it's two. And it's the same problem at both banks. What used
They're
to work
staffed by
fine,
morons?
Well, it's a level of customer service. Things that I've been able to do forever, all of a sudden now get flagged for some reason. First one was Bank of America. We decided to write a check for my niece who just graduated from nursing school. Now, I pay most of the bills, so I'm one writing what bills we pay by checks.
Correction.
What's that?
Don't be modest now.
What? Oh, okay. I pay all the bills.
There you go.
Right. But only some of them are paid by check.
Fair enough.
But I do write all the checks on the house account.
There we go. We need the clarity for everyone who's listening.
Yes. I am he who pays. Anyway. So my
it might be a frying pan in your future. I'm just saying.
Easily. I'm already getting mine on my helmets from downstairs. There'll be a loud clang for the next show. So, you know, I gave the blank check to my wife and she filled it out and she gave it to her niece and her niece, you know, deposited because that's what you do. And I, you know, was informed that Bank of America went, no, we're going to take the money back and literally yanked the money out of her account. And a purchase that she had made did not go through. And there was, you know, much embarrassment on the part of that poor child. And their argument was that did not recognize the signature. And I'm like, she's been on the account as long as I have. She's not on the account all the time, but her signature is listed on the account. You guys just needed to look and stop letting your stupid AI, you know, go, I've never seen a signature before. It must be fake.
No. Right. Because you get, I mean, back in days of yore, you had two separate signature cards. And I assume they've digitized that so that they can look and go, oh, okay, well, we don't see it too often, right. But if I have a card for it, we're good.
Right. And I've been doing business with this bank. Well, they claim that I have been their customer for 39 years, which is not true. I have had my bank account for 39 years, but my bank was bought by a bank, which was then bought by another bank, which was then bought by another bank, which was then bought by Bank of America.
Right. I was going to say the bank that you're dealing with sounds like Gulf of America.
Gulf of America. I do like this. Yeah. Now, so
Showcat just came in very, very talkative, very happy with that.
The story goes even farther down the hidey hole because we say, okay, well, fine. So my wife and my niece have the same bank service, Navy Federal Credit Union. So my wife just transferred the money directly to her account, so she had money immediately. Life is good. I then turn around and say, well, I already do transfers from Bank of America to her NSCU account once a month to cover an insurance policy that auto-withdraws from her account. So no problem. I will just transfer the money over. So I transferred the money over, and I got a notification that the money got transferred. And then I got a notification that the money was declined by NFCU. So.
Wow. They don't usually. I mean, I bank with them as well, and I've had
exemplary service. So we called them. We actually got a human to speak to. And he goes on about, well, you must have entered the wrong account number. And I'm like, that's not possible. Let me tell you how hard it is to set up a wire transfer with Bank of America. You have to fill out a whole section of information about the destination, and then they do a test push. And it's not until the test push works that your choice ends up in a little pull down. So when I go to the wire transfer, right now, there's two entries in that wire transfer. There's one to my son's college and one to my wife's checking account. Those are the only two choices I have.
I was going to say one to the goon.
Do you need one? I mean, I could float you a few bucks if you need.
Thanks.
I'm here for you, man.
Thanks, man. Elon Musk dodged the hurricane.
Oh, well, there's that. Oh, yeah. So the long and the short of it is, you know, say, oh, we'll try it again. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to go through this nonsense again. So I just gave my wife a check from our account, and she has happened to be going to Annapolis to spend some time with her family. And she will stop off at NFCU, and she will deposit a check like the old days, because apparently electronics have gone down the toy.
You remember going to the bank every payday to deposit your check? I remember that.
I do. I remember getting the equivalent of the printed cards with the holes in them, the Hollerith holes.
Computer cards, yeah.
The computer card was my check.
I remember that as well. And you would sign the back of it and go deposit it every Friday.
Yes, sir.
My wife told me to do it, and I went and did it.
Yeah.
By the time I was able to work, we did cash under the table.
My first job was cash under the table because I was only 14 and didn't have a work permit.
Yep.
But I could sling some. I could sling some ice cream.
I could cut grass and lift things. Getting back to my slave roots, you know.
I was really skinny, so it was, you know, very convenient for me to be able to climb into the freezer. At the Carvel Ice Cream, they had walk-in freezers, but they also had freezers with these giant Lazy Susans for the canisters. The problem, if you spun them too quickly, centripetal force would shoot one of the cans off into the corner because you obviously always put brown things in square buildings. So I was small and skinny at the time, and I used to be the one to climb in amidst all of the frozen cans at, you know, 40 degrees below zero to get that one can in the back corner. Then come out with freezer burns and be told, ah, just walk it off.
Good Shake times. It off. You'll be fine.
$1.27 an hour, baby.
Rub some dirt on it.
Yeah.
I did hear that a time or two.
Oh, but it made me the man I am today, cold and unfeeling.
And a little bitter.
Only if you ate the, you know, the bad ice cream, like the Spumoni.
Never my favorite Spumoni.
We only had one canister of it the entire time I was working there.
Never ran out?
No, never got replaced either. Oh my God.
That was Spumoni crystals after a little while.
Yep. I might have killed someone. I'm not sure. There was a stoner. There was a stoner who came in one night and he wanted to try something new. And I was working with a nice young lady named Bonnie. And Bonnie and I looked at each other and we went, Spumoni. So I got a spoon that would actually, you know, make an indentation in the surface. And we pushed away some of that protective ice coating. And and gave him
that
some.
kept the mold from growing so that it ages better like cheese.
I'm thinking this stuff must have been like fine wine to him. He enjoyed it. He decided he didn't want anything else and he left. But you never saw him again. I don't know. I feel bad sometimes.
Don't mess with stoners, man. They're people too.
Was his name Spicoli?
No, that was my college roommate. Well, his name wasn't really Spicoli, but that's what we called him because he was so prototypical. We only roomed together for one semester.
Mine too, by the way.
And there's nothing more fun than walking in after a long day of class and seeing your roommate trying to clean bong water out of the carpet. Yeah.
Mine was from New York and a Yankee fan. It wasn't going to last.
Holy cow. How did you not kill each other?
In Worcester, Massachusetts.
Worcester.
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 Wow. Well, I didn't have any of these problems. In fact, it was funny.
No, you had worse, dude. I've heard about the schools you went to.
Well, yeah, not college, though. So
no, okay.
My uncle, who was very concerned with my life choices.
Oh.
He said, during my sister's wedding, he stated, hey, you remember when I kept trying to get you to college and you said, no, I'm going to do these certifications. And I said, this is a horrible idea, but I'll support you anyway. Boy, was I wrong. Because everyone's talking about their kids going to college, their college debt, and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And then I shot him the glance. So... No. It's a wonderful thing.
Did I hear that the current administration wants to take some of the money that's been going to Ivy League schools and send it to trade schools?
My God, what an awesome idea.
You know,
let's put the money where it really would do some good.
Well, we've talked about that before. I mean, we used to have shop in high school.
That wasn't very good, but I went to it, yeah.
And you could, but you could figure out if there was maybe a trade that you would like. And there were, did you have Votech schools where you went to high school? Either yes. of you?
Yep.
We had those.
We had how to determine which gang affiliation the other person is in.
Got to give the right signals, man. Give the right signs.
They called it track and field, but it was more like how to run away from the person with the weapons.
Run for your life.
Yes.
Oh man.
So this is wild stuff, but
I'm wondering what your math word problems were like.
Well,
if Bobby has 2 kilos. Sorry.
No. If Luther can run 12 miles an hour and the police car can go 30 miles an hour, how fast can he run if he drops a TV set?
See, just the name Luther is wrong. We would have Daquan. I mean,
that's fair. I'm using 17 miles an hour, right? How much time will he do? None. He's a juvenile, right again.
Oh, so, my gosh.
Okay, so since we were talking names of certain ethnicities,
good math.
I found out that my uncle and my great uncle were trying to convince my mom to name me Hermkel.
Hermkel?
A combination of Herman and Michael.
That would have been horrible.
Yeah, well, so... I said,
I don't even want to tease you with that. And I was thinking about whatever it is, we're going to start calling you that, but nope, not doing
no,
it.
No, no, we love you too much, our brother.
Yep. Yep. Not happening. It's up, you
know. So, I'm feeling really good about myself right now.
If I told him, apparently he had never seen the particular Key and Peele skits. I said, you would have forced me into football because then I would have been like, Hermkel von Heinzkowy the third, you know, something like that, playing for like Alabama U or something. And they have just the wildly
great skit. Oh my
there's,
God.
There's definitely some comedy in there. Definitely.
Yeah, this is, and that all came about because they were watching college football once and was LeJardin. You know, Von something, and he was like, is that a real name? And he said, man, that's tip of the iceberg. Let's dive deep into this. And thus a whole skit was made.
Yep.
But yeah.
They've got all the names here. I found them all.
I
Jack Marius Tack Theatrix. DeMarcus Williams, TJ Juxon, Tavarius King, Tyrell Smoochie Wallace, Desquarius Green Jr., Ibrahim Moises.
So there's a senior?
Never mind.
Exactly. Never mind. Just move on.
Yeah. Xmas Jackson Flaxen Wax.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'll include that in the link, folks. You'll enjoy it.
But that's, I could have been a football player. It would have been preordained at that point.
We'd come and watch a play, too.
We would. Well, we would have both been priests. That would have been the funny part.
Oh, my God, we would have been. Yeah.
There was a point in both of Father our lives Crutch, where we were looking at going into the clergy.
Father Goon and Father Crutch.
Right.
Where would we have met? That would be the thing. Like, where would our lives have crossed paths?
We would have probably done the opening prayer for one of your games.
See, that would
yeah, because we're old enough. We would have been already priests by the time we would. Maybe you went to a Catholic school.
I did.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
I would have been the one teaching you beat poetry with bongos.
No, there was that didn't exist.
again, catapult, twang.
Although with the clergy outfit, I'd be much more aerodynamic. It's almost like that, you know, the squirrel like, outfit, you know,
like the flying nun. you tilt your head to turn.
I know she was small, but she wasn't that small. Her wings would have to be like 11 feet.
Wow,
I would love.
You know, that's one thing the MythBusters never did. They never figured out how big her head would have been for her to be aerodynamic.
That's one thing I would love to discuss with Sally Field. Can you just explain how this ever got green-lighted? Don't get me wrong. I watched it.
Oh, yeah.
I just wonder. Okay, we're going to have this nun, see? And she's going to be really light so that whenever the wind blows, she can fly. And we're going to call it, ready? Ready?
Ready.
The Flying Nun.
Mm-hmm. And none of the people will watch it.
I don't know how long it was on. Couple of seasons, though, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Enough.
Hold on a second. Do.
I knew he'd look.
Of course, it's what I do. The Flying Nun is now on Tubi. Three seasons.
Oh, there you go.
67, 68, and 69.
So I would have been 6, 7, and 8.
And I would have been 5, 6, and 7. Yep.
And that's all Aunt Lucy's time. So.
Oh. Alejandro Rey.
Oh, yeah. He was the...
He ran the... Carlos. He ran the gambling casino, wasn't it?
He was a local businessman. I remember that. I don't remember what he did.
Sister Bertrill. Yeah. It was a good show. It was enjoyable. Escapades abound.
It told a story and it made us laugh.
It did.
That's all I'm looking for in my TV. Or my movies, for that matter, which apparently, by the way, Lilo and Stitch, live action, did pretty well.
Yeah. I don't know anything about, I keep hearing that there's, some characters who were in the cartoon, but not in the movie. And I'm like, okay, well, you could tell your own story, I guess. But I just watched the live action Mulan the other night and I was waiting for Eddie Murphy and the dragon and never showed up. And okay.
I just purchased the animated one to put on my server. Because it was I used my birthday gift from my company.
My beloved has never seen the animated version. I have to get her to watch it. I enjoyed.
You still have my access code to my server. So when the DVD has not arrived yet, only the original Snow White arrived. So that will go on tonight.
Oh, I'm still waiting for my Styx CD.
Now we have barking, apparently.
Well, of course.
One must follow the other.
Exactly. I believe the barking that you don't recognize is the new dog, Peaches, who has been taught to bark by the other two dogs. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay.
You're welcome.
What's today's date?
June 2nd.
The 2nd of June.
Oh, well. They're telling me it's going to arrive tomorrow. I'm so excited.
It's safety month, too.
Well,
if I hadn't mentioned that.
I've heard that somewhere. Well, folks, we're going to be here all of safety month. Next episode, definitely stay tune in because it's kind of a big deal for us. And we'll. If you listen to last week's show, you'll know what next week's show is all about. But before next week's show, we kind of have to finish this show. And for us to finish the show, we turn to the dulcet tones of the Goon and our commercial sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you by June. It's National Safety Month. That's all. Just Safety Month. Let's be careful out there. And the Illegal Visitor Return Program. Visitors not working out? Finding out they are rapists and terrorists and gangbangers, oh my? Send them home. Just call Amazon and return them in one of those big boxes. And Crutches Error Discernment Service. Got an error you can't figure out? Be it hardware or software. Like a dishwasher, say. Let Crutch set you straight on what it means. Sarcasm optional, but also included, free of charge. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved.